crime. Locals seek cash for casino raid damage. Taupun residents are demanding compensation from police who damaged their houses in a bungled rooftop raid on an illegal casino on Sunday. Police, meanwhile, are preparing to take legal action against several locals who attacked officers with projectiles and prevented the progress of a backup force during the operation. Police Lieutenant Colonel Montri Tosomjit, Deputy Superintendent of Taupun Police Station, said the owners of 5 homes in the Bangso District community yesterday demanded compensation. The residents say the police operation damaged their roofs. One homeowner claims his air conditioning compressor was destroyed after an officer stepped on it, causing the unit to dislodge and crash into another house. No deal was reached, Police Lieutenant Colonel Montri said. A professional assessment of the damage will be sought and the matter will be discussed again today, he said. Police Lieutenant Colonel Montri also said police would collect evidence and witness accounts to prosecute Narong Pungwan, the owner of the house where the casino was operating. Police will hand over evidence to the Anti-Money Laundering Office, or AMLO, AMLO, so the office can try to confiscate additional assets relating to the casino operation. AMLO had frozen ownership of the land on which the casino stands following a previous police raid in 2011. Police raided the casino again on Sunday following reports that the owner had reopened the business. The operation was foiled by extensive fortifications to the house, as well as interference from community members. Meanwhile, Police Major General Purinya Jansuria, Deputy Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, has ordered footage to be gathered from surveillance cameras to charge those who interfered with the operation. The interference delayed the arrival of a backup force, allowing everyone inside the casino to escape.